Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's episode 11. Woohoo! Woo! 1 year is finished, another year begins. It's the New Year's special. Hello, it's me, Helen Thorne, again.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson, again. You were going to sing there, weren't you? And then you thought better of it.
I know.
What got into you?
I don't know. I always feel like breaking into song. Whenever we start a new show, I'm just so jolly excited to be here, really. It's lovely. So we're sitting on the couch with, again, the lovely Steve Hill. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for asking me back.
Popular
I'm
demand.
Astonished.
Really?
But from whom?
From Ellie.
You're listening.
You do realise you're basically just the token man.
I know. Yeah. I'm happy to accept that.
Estrogen's levels had got too high with it. Quick! Bring in the man with the penis.
As opposed to the other kind of man.
The eunuch.
We couldn't get him.
How do you know? You got no
he was on holiday.
Yeah, we've given the eunuch Christmas off.
Yeah.
He's gone on holiday. He's gone to see his family. And where do they come from, eunuchs?
Oh, aren't there a few in Thailand?
They're not a race. They just have the testicles removed. It happened to anyone.
There were a lot in Italy in the Renaissance, I think. He did a lot of high singing.
Oh,
is that right?
That's
yes.
Very.
Is that right?
As I put it, educational right? And entertaining.
It's like an episode of Pointless.
It is
lovely.
Oh,
very
exciting.
You
look a bit like that dude from Pointless.
Which one?
You know, the tall one with the glasses.
What is Pointless? Is it a television program?
Oh, come
it's
on!
It's a quiz show, you know,
with the lovely Alexandra Armstrong.
Big ears.
You're a stay-at-home dad. Don't tell me you don't sit around watching television all day.
Oh, it's a lovely show. So, in this episode, we not only have Steve in the room, but we also have an enormous television showing darts on
That's
Silent.
Right. That was a condition of you coming on the podcast again, Steve, wasn't it? That you would be allowed to watch darts with the volume down.
For me, Christmas is darts. It's all about the arrows. The arrows at Ali Pali, yeah. I wish I was there. Obviously, I'd rather be here.
So good save. That's seamless.
It's like the fifth member of the Beatles. It's the fourth member of the podcast is the telly showing us
it is
darts.
Mesmerising. No, sorry. Yeah, ask me something about kids.
So throughout the episode, Steve may spontaneous go...
If there's a nine darter, I'll be running around the room.
What's a nine darter?
Right, what it is when you get from 501 to zero using nine darts. That's the minimum amount you can use.
Sounds sophisticated.
Right. It's only ever been done... it's been done twice this year, in fact. Oh, there's probably only 20 men on the planet who've done it.
Good. Well, do let us know if you've got any more darts facts you'd like to share over the course of the next 40
minutes. It is unlike, a couple who were trying to have a conversation while the husband is staring at the television going, yeah.
That's nice, dear.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. That's similar to the conversations I have in my house.
Shut the door.
Going, yeah, I am listening. I am, yeah. I'm just looking
men
at my iPad.
Men can multitask.
I can watch
television and listen. What do you say?
You're pretty.
It's not even an iPad. It's a note.
So, did you have a nice Christmas, Steve?
I find Christmas an ordeal, to be honest. I've got the meat sweats. I've started to walk differently. And you try and get up and you go, right, there's more of me than there was 5 days ago.
Because you've had two Christmas lunches.
I woke up today for a bit of breakfast, you know, went for the Cocoa Pops. And there's an entire turkey lunch ready to go, just as a surprise.
Did George, your little boy, did little George have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, he got very excited. Did the whole advent calendar thing. How long to go? 10 days. Every day it was 10 days. Christmas Eve, 10 days now. I really hope not.
Yeah. I've been woken up literally every day for the last 3 weeks with, I want to look at my calendar now! a phrase which is repeated
Pete.
About on the hour, pretty much. Yeah.
How's Charlie? Yeah, very excited. It's the first one he's properly conscious. You must find the same. I think last year was just flashing lights.
Yeah, because George and Charlie are the same age, aren't they? Pretty much, yeah.
George is a bit quicker. I mean, running, not... Well, mentally. Well, Charlie can speak now, can't he? He's got a couple of words.
What do you mean, can speak now? He's been speaking for 6 months. You've seen him once a week for 6 months.
Convinced
speaking.
He was a mute for a while.
Well, I was, you know, I was concerned.
I did tell you, just wait. Tell you, why don't you just wait till he starts speaking?
I know, and panic. Now he will not shut up.
Consult fretfulmothers.com. So. Yeah, now it's that now. Now he literally does not stop speaking, yeah. I preferred him when he was mute.
But I know that you have one real problem with Christmas, don't you? And that is with amateur drinkers.
Well, I used to, but I mean, I consider myself an amateur drinker these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be like people with ties around their foreheads who just rolled out of the office party, rolling into pubs.
Clogging up the bar for those of us who make a serious commitment.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, journalism is drinking, basically, yeah. with a thesaurus, that's what it's basically. I consider myself pretty amateurish these days.
Did you have a nice Christmas, Helen?
I did have a nice Christmas. It was great. I had Christmas Eve was sort of friends' Christmas, and then Christmas Day was family. I have one brother who is in London at the moment, so we had that and just ate a lot of ham, ate a lot of turkey, drank a lot, and got some tremendous gifts. My daughter, who was 5, bought me a a bottle of wine.
Oh. No.
And how did she? Well, please, mister, can you go on the off license?
She waited outside for 4 hours.
Well, Will very kindly took my kids to Sainsbury's for my children for my Christmas present, and Matilda picked out there was a bottle of pink fizz in a zip up sparkly. Did you see that in the Sainsbury's?
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, so she said, Mummy would like that, apparently. So
Mummy or a gay man.
Yes.
Yeah. Why, just pick it up.
Sparkly fizz. So that's what I got.
It hasn't been cold. We've had no snow, haven't we?
No.
Last year I got to be the big dad and made the snowman, did the whole carrot and everything. And it was heroic. Still talked about.
Yeah.
This year, where's the snowman? You know, I can't make it happen.
No, that's my kids are like beating on the window. Where's the snow? Where's the snow?
Wizard say the snowman brings the snow. No, he doesn't. That's the one thing that winds up about Christmas is that song. When the snowman brings the snow. What, he turns up with his own snow. He's made from snow, he doesn't bring it.
It's a bit chicken and egg.
As soon
though,
as I hear
it?
That song, Christmas is over for me.
Have you heard of the phrase magical realism or
suspend
or Well, I had a lovely Christmas, thanks no one for asking me.
Sorry.
It's Ellie, isn't it?
It's about me again. Who?
How are you?
Right. 10 years of friendship. It was great. I went to Wales to see my in-laws, and it was lovely because they love Charlie and they spoiled him rotten and cooked his gorgeous food. And I basically napped and drank and had a great time.
Eat, sleep, repeat.
That's it.
Apart from the rave bit.
And got some lovely presents, including I got a full stocking from my husband.
Did you know?
Which contained a Greggs the Baker's gift card.
Oh, stop.
Imagine that.
Oh, that doesn't exist.
How much, but what was the value? How many steak bakes can you get with that?
A cheeky tenner, which I believe is about...
That's a season ticket.
£1.10 steak bake?
That's a year of Greggs, isn't it? A tenner.
Very nice.
In Newcastle, they have bouncers in Greggs.
Very nice. Yeah. That was. I went there. I went to Newcastle. I was pregnant at the time, and I went out to get some food. Sorry, are you laughing at the darts?
No, I'm laughing at you being pregnant in Greggs with a bouncer.
I went out to get some food at like 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, and it was like one of those paintings of Gin Alley, like the etchings, like it was people properly fighting and doing other things to each other in the streets. Mm. And I passed 3 Greggs in 5 minutes, and every one of them had a huge bouncer outside with a headset. It was amazing.
Keep people in or keep them out?
Just to keep the peace.
Maintain order.
Oh,
there we are. That's a very romantic present. Greggs
bouncer. I mean, I've got other presents as well. Yeah. You know, like lovely bath stuff. And
For a man, isn't it?
Pete knows I like the bath products from Rituals.
Mm-hmm.
So he got me a lovely Rituals gift set with like 5 lovely different things, like body scrub and shower gel and body spray and all this stuff. And then we realised, after he'd given it to me and I'd unwrapped it and said thank you very much, it's actually for a man.
That's an elaborate way of coming out. Has he asked you to wear anything specific? Like a moustache?
If you could just smell a bit more masculine, Ellie.
I don't wish to be ungrateful. It's the thought
that counts.
Yeah, and for his birthday in February, he's getting a Gillette Venus razor. So there we are.
God,
good.
Even Stevens, I think.
What a very romantic present. I didn't cancel Harriet's subscription to Living Etc. It remains uncancelled for another year.
That's very nice. How many years have you bought this subscription?
It's 3 or 4, I think.
That is...
The magic's alive.
Perhaps I need to actually do something. I did get an email from IPC Media. If it doesn't turn up in February, it's over.
I just bought I made a mug for Will with photos of him and the kids for his work. Just to remind him that we're still here. While he's at work.
So, of course, we've come to the end of 2013 mm-hmm. now. So we thought what we'd do on the podcast today, we'd do like a year in review.
Ooh,
have you got a song very original.
Have you got a better idea? Do you want to talk about something else?
Wetherspoons is open for another hour.
Right. Well, thank you, Steve, for your contribution.
Yeah, carry on.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
You asked me. I didn't just turn up.
So we thought we'd look back over like some current events of the last year, but let's face it, we're not qualified or serious enough to talk about things like Syria. So we could sort of brainstorm some of our favourite events of the year before the podcast. And what I've got in front of me now is a piece of paper that says "Horse Meat, Thatcher, Nigella."
That's a hell of a night out. I went to Thatcher's funeral.
Did you?
The last knockings. Saw someone leave one building and go to another one.
What were the canapes like?
Didn't get as far as the canapes, unfortunately. Just saw some security.
Were you? Why did you go? Did you go?
Well, it was a huge part of my childhood. That bitch. I tried to make sure she was dead. I think. It's like it wasn't a ruse. Just because I was in town anyway.
It was a big thing in my childhood because my dad was an alternative comedian in the 1980s as well. My parents were very left wing and they did lots of miners' strike benefits and Greenham Common and all that. So she really was like the big bad wolf when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I think my parents realised how much they had indoctrinated me when, I think it was like in the 80s, mid 80s, do you remember the Brighton bombing?
Mm-hmm.
Where I think it was the IRA tried to blow up the Grand Hotel with Thatcher in it. And me and my parents were driving along the Brighton seafront the next day, and I noticed age, I don't know, I must have been 7 or something, and I noticed the front of the hotel missing, basically. And I said, "Mummy, what happened?" And they said, "Well, someone tried to blow up Margaret Thatcher." And I said, did they blow her up?" And they said, no, she's safe." And I said, "Oh, that's a shame." And they said that was the moment they knew they had politicised me, perhaps a little bit too far. I say not far enough.
Was it you that actually did it? Radicalised.
So I have to say, on the day that she died, I was ecstatic. And I see this argument, how can you be sad about the death of an old lady? Well,
yes,
she was a very nice old lady. So
some people are quite happy when their granny dies. So, it's okay.
You think they're going to get something.
That's it.
We went to the Wetherspoons and had a bottle of Prosecco.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
It's even a fitting.
I was on holiday at the time and just... saw the news and a bit of blur, literally burst into Ding Dong, the witch is dead. Leapt in the pool and realised I grossly misjudged the situation.
Now, what did you do, Helen? Because you're pro-royalist, aren't you? Does that extend
to... Do you have politics in Australia?
Very bad politics, embarrassing politics. It was a big year, actually, in Australian politics. We went from having a female prime minister...
Never works out.
To having a kid, basically. But it was a big year for the royals because, of course, baby George was born.
Baby George.
That was an event. Was that an event?
You'll notice that I wrote down the list and it didn't make it onto the list.
Yeah.
Funny that.
It's a non-event.
So, in my family, we're all royalists because we're Australian and we don't understand. We just love buying magazines going, "Oh, isn't he gorgeous? Oh, he's lovely. Oh, look at him in a dress."
Not even, as you look incredibly ugly, the one picture I saw.
Anyway,
we've got our
royal glasses on. Yeah, so no, that was a big year for the royals, and I became British, so I feel even closer to them now. Really,
you've got so much in common.
We
live in Honor Oak Park in a 3-bedroom house.
That's it.
They own something like 2% of the wealth of this country, so that's the same.
Yeah,
that's just the same.
We've got the same.
Imagine if someone invented the royals now. Tomorrow, right, we're going to put some Germans and Greeks in a massive house in the middle of London. And you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's put them
in nice clothes and let them accept flowers
once a year,
from
wave
poor people.
They'll wave to you. You might get to look at them occasionally.
That's yep. ideal.
That's lovely. So that, you know, that was a big year for mothering.
Yeah, there was the horse meat scandal.
Was that this year? I thought it was last year. Is it just constant?
No, it's this year. The horse meat scandal, which I...
When was it where they burnt all those animals? Was it about 15 years ago?
Oh, that was about 15.
That was the foot and mouth, wasn't it?
Yeah. So not the same thing.
Wait, hang on. Was it BSE... Bird flu.
What's that wall in Germany that came down with when Hasselhoff turned
up? Come on. What's that chap Adolf in Germany? What's he up to these days? He looks a bit shifty, if you ask me.
Very strong views.
Yes, that's
still
the one.
Peace in our time, eh? Nothing to worry about.
Very organized, lovely. Good uniforms.
Horse meat. Now, see, here's my thing. So I'm a meat eater. I love meat. And I sort of think, if you're going to eat meat, really,
yeah, the French are laughing at us. Imagine the French going, we found some beef in our horse.
But that's what I love about the British is that, like, they're going, oh my God, this 1 pound lasagna's got weird meat. That's what I love about this country. It's December and people go, oh, why is it such shit weather? It's like,
because you're in the Northern Hemisphere. The planet rotates around the sun.
Oh my God.
Oh, I must say, I went to Poundland Lewisham the other day, which I've talked about in the podcast.
That's living, all right.
That's living home.
And they've got a meat section. Did you know this?
Oh,
I swear to God, they've got a Poundland meat section.
Is it a pound a pound?
Were you pound telling pony. Was about the bits of turkey you were saying?
That's right. I was saying to you the other day. So they've got this, you'll like this, Steve. You can go in, and in the meat section, they've got bacon and things. But one thing they've got is a pack of sort of weird triangular sort of cut-offs of meat. And it just says on the label, turkey trim. So come on, let's think of another thing that happened this year. Nigella happened, of course.
Yeah, someone I've never ever had any interest in whatsoever suddenly becomes amazing.
I love Nigella.
I adore her. I adore her even more.
I once saw her coming out of the toilets in Shoreditch House. I assume she just dropped her guts. But now, in the light of this recent evidence, she may have been sniffing.
She's my heroine, no pun intended.
The coverage was ridiculous. Rich person on telly does drugs. No way. That's your thing, the British. Yeah. Something incredibly obvious.
If you know, there's people who've come out, like Russell Brand, for instance, talked about his drug habit.
Oh, lots really? Is Russell Brand used to have a drug habit? He really should f***ing mention that more often.
I never knew.
He's so quiet about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should just open up. It might be easier if he got that off his chest, that you should take drugs.
But again, this takes me back to my point about saying the f***ing obvious, about people with money and success and all this sort of stuff, that they have to maintain this level of... Oh, but that's not what the TV show has told me. It's like, you know, people
how thick
do
are
have...
people? The people... just saying, she's like a fairy godmother.
Anyway,
still shocked about
stuff
Russell
that we
Brand.
Can actually put
we
on
should
the
mention
podcast.
That in his comments.
Well, I think we should say, you know, Nelson Mandela.
Well, this Mandela chap, is he?
Yeah. What did he do anyway? What did he get nicked for?
Well, he's a terrorist, if you
believe Thatcher.
Yeah,
there you are.
Well, I mean, the big news that came out of the death of Nigella was the man who
death
was
of
the...
Nigella.
I mean, what?
We interrupt this program to bring reports.
Sorry,
the body of a 53-year-old woman has been found.
Seven times.
With a pound note up her. With a £10 note up her.
It's
in
not
Kensington.
Really her. It's Charles Hutch.
She's got a cheese straw stuck in her nostril. That was
poor
it.
Darling.
It has been the year of the selfie.
That's what we should be talking about.
That is
there you go. I don't even know what a fucking selfie was a few months ago.
Well, you just had a different definition of it.
Now I've discovered it. I'm all over that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Michelle Obama was just... Is that her name?
No, Nigella Lawson.
Michelle Obama's wife was very cross about the selfie at the funeral. One of the positives that came out of Mandela dying is that if you'd... Shut up!
It coincided with the movie perfectly.
Yeah. Idris Elba was thrilled. It brought what I liked that. Shut up! I'm trying to say something serious.
Sorry, I'm trying to think of. Sorry. Tell us this positive thing about this great man dying.
The great man dying. So, my daughter came home and started talking about Mandela, which I'm sure I would have told her about eventually, but that children were starting to talk about it. It was in the news and about the positive things that he had done. Matilda came home and said, "Mummy, Mandela died and all he wanted was some peace and quiet and they put him in jail." And I nearly burst into tears.
And then she's saying, "Is that going to happen to you, Mummy?"
She has said that to me before. She's like, "Oh, when are you going to die? You're looking old." I was like, she's like, "You've got wrinkles." I was like, "Thank you."
So it was our work Christmas party in Brighton, and I got home the next day still quite drunk and put on the telly, and This Morning was on. And Tommy from Ground Force was discussing this death of this great the greatest freedom fighter and political figure in history.
Yeah.
And they got Tommy Walsh from Ground Force.
And Tommy Walsh's Eco House.
Who you naturally think of when you
have
think
of. Have you seen Tommy Walsh's Eco House?
No, I haven't seen his Eco House, is it?
Carry on there.
No, but he was getting, like, he was talking about how, he was a great, great, great man. And of course, we did build a garden for him in a Ground Force special.
He touched the photo of
the garden. And I was just like, well, I started tweeting because I was like, and at 10:45, remembering Mother Teresa with Paul Danan. Coming up at 11:40, re-examining JFK's legacy with Dean Gaffney. Like, what is going on?
Oh,
well, there we are. I think that's basically everything that happened in 2013, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
We've covered all of it.
New
it's
meat.
All done.
Yeah.
Done.
Remember the riots? But that was not this year.
Well, the London riots.
2 years ago, Steve. Two years.
When was that big fire that started at that bakery in Pudding Lane? When was that?
What's that wall in Germany?
Yeah.
For Hasselhoff.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So that's 2013. Done.
Okay.
So let's have it from Steve. Let's have a quick darts update. What's happening in the darts?
The guy who knocked Taylor out, as ever, after Lord Mayor's show, has been knocked out. We're now on to Barneveld.
Good.
Good.
That's darts. That's good parenting. Mm.
So that's all the events of the year. So what's next, Helen?
Well, I'm just eating some Bakewell tart. Sorry, in my mouth. No, you can have Bakewell over there.
I'll wait for the...
Do you want one?
I'll have some meat first.
All right, wait a second.
I've got mini chicken Kievs in the oven. Hold your horses.
30% meat at the moment.
No pun intended. They are Poundland Kievs. They could be any kind of meat. Yeah.
No. Lidl.
Is there a £2 for rich people?
So, we talked about ham last episode, and I thought we'd just continue that thing, because we seem to be ham lovers on this show. So we're going to do ham review.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
It's like Super Ted. I decided that I would do the Gordon Ramsay glaze this year.
Oh, now what's involved in that, Helen? What are the ingredients? What are we looking at?
Well, it was honey, it was demerara sugar, it was a dash of sherry vinegar, and some Madeira.
Ooh, that does sound nice.
And you simmer it down so it's a nice sticky glaze. And then I did a whole lot of basting. So I got the turkey baster out for the first time in a while.
Since you...
Hello. Hello. Yeah, so we got the raw gamon.
I actually did a Michael gamon, which is where you... soak a joint of meat in whiskey for 70 years and then put it in a Harry Potter film in a hat. Topical. I did the Nigella Christmas aromatic spiced ham.
Very nice.
And because...
Very nice. Mm. Good for licking the fat.
Steve has completely zoned out and is just watching the darts.
I genuinely stopped listening.
It's ham review.
Don't hear about my ham.
Ham review.
Yes. Yeah, okay. What's been your favourite ham of this festive season?
The in-laws do a good meat, so they said the ham's in there. I went in there and there was a thing. Do you know who Sam Allardyce is? The manager of West Ham. It was the size of his head. And the same complexion. It's the Duke's Hill Shropshire black ham.
Oh.
I won't bore you with the history, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm quite interested. Go on.
Well, you can edit this bit out. The most flavoursome of hams is a direct descendant of the historic Bradenham ham.
Oh.
Bit of my history. The best bit is, the story is that the butler there fell out with his employer, moved to Wiltshire, and took the recipe with him. Ingredients, pork, salt. How did he keep that such a secret?
I want to know where they fell out. Mm. That's got to be dark, hasn't it?
So my ham came with history.
Mm. That's like an episode of Downton Abbey.
It really is. Mm. Oh, hang on, who scored?
So I guess that's ham review.
Yeah, but what have you done with your leftovers? I think that's the other thing. I've just eaten them. Of course, I did the poached eggs with the ham.
Oh, and very nice.
And the English muffin. I know.
You
delicious.
Love a muffin.
I do. Yeah.
Not since university, mind.
Not since
anyway,
university.
Yeah, okay. Come on, it's reached that time.
I know. He did say homosexual a minute ago, so we've
homosexual.
Homosexual.
Someone who wants to have sex with ground up chickpeas. That's unusual. That's ham review.
That's it. We've nailed that. Good.
All right.
A series of one, that I think.
So next up is a section we're calling, very originally and imaginatively, Things of the Year. Took me hours to come up with that.
Oh, stop it.
So this is where I thought we could talk about our favourite things of the year.
Okay.
As you might have actually worked out
by
now.
Yeah, it says it on the tin, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, but cultural things, you know, in as far as we get to experience culture, being the parents of small children. So to start off with, Helen, what's your book of the year?
The book that I really loved this year was Viv Groskop's I Laughed, I Cried. That was my book of the year.
I think that might be mine. So I love that book.
Yeah.
That was great.
Me too, yeah. Hell of a book.
What? Yeah, it was great. It was really funny, and I would recommend it again to anyone. I might reread it, actually, over the Christmas period. It's very, very good.
How do you have time to read books?
I don't. I read about three pages. I read about three pages and then I fall asleep snoring. So that's...
You wait till your partner gets home and then you pretend that you need to go to the loo and you've got a really bad, you know, problem. And then you just go and read a book 15 minutes. You not work this out?
Chapter by chapter.
That's where Candy Crush comes in.
Yeah, well, that's... which brings us neatly on to Game of the Year. Because Steve and I are big games journalists by trade.
We're professionals. I just feel very amateurish.
We have dabbled, yeah.
Okay.
And I've got a sneaky suspicion, Steve, that you and I have got the same Game of the Year.
The only game I played, yeah. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. Have you played Candy Crush?
Never. I keep getting invites for Farmville on Facebook.
That's old news.
I played Angry Birds.
Again, old news.
Basically, it's a puzzle game, and you have to match lovely, beautiful, brightly coloured sweets that look like you could actually eat them, which is one of the major attractions. And you have to match them and solve these puzzles and achieve these goals.
I thought you just press them randomly and they go,
goals,
bing,
bing.
Like,
no.
Like, oh, it's strategic.
You get missions, don't you?
Look up achievement in the dictionary. It's not lining up three f***ing pink sweets, is it?
So is it like Tetris?
Not especially.
No. Honestly, it's like...
There's an excellent article about it written by some woman.
The argument against it is that it's free to download and it's free to play. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can buy extra lives and extra levels and stuff, and you can spend loads of money on it. And there's always stories in the Daily Mail from women going, oh, I'm 35 and I'm really bored and I've spent £100,000 on lollipop hammers. And yeah, well, yeah,
why not?
I've spent absolutely nothing, not a penny.
I've spent about a tenner.
But you've wasted a tenner.
I think that's reasonable. 6 months of entertainment.
Yeah, it's kiddie friendly. There's no... Okay. You don't have to murder anybody.
Could kids play it?
Yeah, George, he doesn't know what he's doing, but he has a go, but keep
me
updated.
So how many hours do you think you devoted to this game, team?
Oh, my goodness.
The thing
goodness.
Is, if you don't play, you are limited, because you get locked out. If you balls it up five times, you have to wait half an hour or to get a life back. Yeah. And sometimes you have to wait 24 hours, which is the only time I really get to myself, is those 24-hour breaks. Book myself into a hotel.
The developers to give that to
you. Or you can pay to get you...
That's the hook.
Yeah.
So it's like the dealer going, yeah, this is the good stuff. But you'll have to pay.
Well, you have to be simple. To be addicted to anything, you've got to be a moron. Yeah.
And this is what I'd recommend.
There's no such thing as addiction. Mm. You just like stuff.
Right,
you
okay, it, if you good. Like something,
you do it a lot. Nigella likes certain things, she does a lot of them.
Yeah, nice. Music. I love my music. And I went to a festival this year. We discussed that with Steve last time. I went and saw the wonderful Kraftwerk Live. That was a highlight. With the family. I also took the family, and I'm going to be very middle class, I took the family to the London Philharmonic Orchestra, to Peter and the Wolf.
Oh.
Okay, are we still with us,
Peter
listeners?
And the Wolf?
Yeah, Peter and the Wolf. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I don't know what my song is of the year. Have you got a song of the year, Ellie?
I have a confession. I know it's a bit early if it's coming with my confessions. Yeah. I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I quite like that Gary Barlow song that's a rip-off of Mumford and Sons. Pete can't look at me when I say that.
Wow,
what a
sentence.
Oh dear.
The thing I hate more than anything is Sons of Mumford.
Yeah.
Really?
I despise them. So Gary Barlow's done something that sounds like them.
Oh, it's a total rip-off, and I really like it. I made Pete play it in the car today, and Charlie started going, "No, I don't like it. Good. I don't like it." So that's how bad it is. So Steve, again, you're very into the music.
I'm a music snob, yeah. A massive music bore.
So what's your song of the year?
Song of the year? I don't know. My album of the year is by The National. It took me 6 albums to get into, but I listen to that pretty much every day for about 6 months.
Very nice.
Why do you like it?
It's quite miserable, quite depressing. A couple of good tunes on it, a couple of banging tunes.
Has it got anything you can hum along to?
You can hum if
Lackable.
You want. A few songs about death.
So, final favourite thing of the year, favourite day out with the kids of the year. Now, Steve, you and I, we spend pretty much every Wednesday together with our children.
I actually see a couple of other people as well.
Hush now.
What's
Mondays and Fridays with a really lovely kid. She's great as well.
What's your what's been your favourite day out with her this year?
I mean, Winter Wonderland is
Winter Wonderland.
But it's more for the grown ups.
What is Winter Wonderland?
It's basically an enormous German market crossed with Alton Towers.
Yeah, so it's in Hyde Park, and every year.
And it's free to get in, but nice. You always get home with £50 less than you want.
Yeah, I bet. After a £10 sausage and a couple of pints of mulled wine.
As Ellie said, it's run by the Tories.
Yeah, it's basically a beautiful German Christmas market run
Nazis
by Thatcher.
Yeah,
like
it's
£4.50 for a bratwurst in a tiny bun, and you have to pay 50p extra for onions.
Never.
That's what we're talking about.
I refuse them.
That's greed.
That is just greed. Mm. And my husband, Pete, came with us one time, and as he said, this is what life would be like if the Germans had won.
Aww.
Which I thought was a nice...
All playgrounds and fairgrounds and hot sausages.
Maybe the rest of this isn't real.
They seem to be winning at the moment, the Germans, don't they? But anyway, that's another...
Sitting here drinking a German beer.
That's another time.
That was it, a good day out? It was okay. Mm. Well, so we've just done the same ones, the museums.
Museums, yeah.
The Transport Museum. You get to sit on a tube. Came on the tube. It's £15.
I love that. But you only pay £15 once for the year.
Then you lose your ticket and it all kicks off and they don't believe you. They think you're lying. When you tell them, I've got a ticket. They checked my signature the other day, because that's foolproof, isn't it? Can you sign something and I'll look at it?
Shall we confess, Steve, that we have sneaked in to London Zoo a couple of times on your annual ticket with me pretending to be Harriet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very good.
Well, I'm going to continue to do that.
Very nice.
Basically, I'm pointing out flaws in their system.
Yeah.
So that's what hackers do, isn't it? That's their excuse.
Do you remember we went and you went, I was like, oh, what if they asked for ID and you gave me Harriet's Tesco club card?
Donor card. Here's a club card.
So Helen, what's been your favourite day out?
Oh, my favourite day out, I go to the Horniman Museum quite often, and that's a fabulous day out. And that's my local museum as well, and it's got stuffed animals, it's got a music room, it's got an aquarium. My kid bit my kid.
Oh, that's nice. That did happen, yeah.
Whenever he looks at the picture of it, he goes, Charlie Chomp. Scarred for life, physically and mentally.
So the Horniman Museum is this fantastic collection, but my highlight of the year was the Amazon exhibition. Did you guys go to that?
I think we're too cheap. We didn't go. We paid for it.
You have to pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, you do. And they had like a life-size python, which you could try and lift. It was about 60-pound python. But my highlight was we'd gone to the museum, just walked there without... I thought, oh, I don't need any you know, extra clothes today. And Hugo, my two-year-old, managed to launch himself off a little chair onto an exhibit and smashed his nose, and he just bled all over me. It was in the dark. Oh. It was one of those like dark exhibits where you kind of, you know, go in, and we came out and we were all covered in blood.
Oh,
so we had like the first aid person, but I had no wipes or I didn't have anything really. And so we were all really feeling really sad and bloody, and we went to the cafe and got ice creams, and then went home on the bus covered in blood. It was really gross.
You do that at the London Dungeon, nobody would look twice.
Yeah, I know. That was before I started recording Scummy Mummies, and it was a very scummy moment. But I loved the museum. They looked after us well. I don't think they judged us for our bleeding. It was very nice.
When can you take kids to interesting stuff? I mean, I know you've done festivals. What?
Yeah.
When you take them to the pub, but it's not the same.
I take them to the pub every week, Steve.
But is there something that isn't educational?
Is there a family-friendly place you would say? Was the Wetherspoons the most friendly place you've been to this year?
Spoons don't mind kids, though, Spoons.
No. We sometimes get our own private room in the Pizza Express and in the Natural History. That's always
very nice. Good work.
But you do, when you turn up with all the buggies and shit, you do get that look, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, come in. Can I hold the door closed for you? There's a really good restaurant down the road.
Yeah. Starbucks.
I know some people are helpful, but most people hate kids. I mean... So do I, to be honest.
So, what have we got next? We have the Scummy Mummy resolution. So, what's going to be different about 2014, parents?
It's an even number. World Cup.
Yes, big year. No, I'm talking about maybe...
Parent-wise.
Yeah, maybe we should do something fairly parenty themed.
It's time you left home, isn't it? When do they leave? When can you send them away?
So what is going to be our goal for 2014 as parents? I would like my kids to be toilet trained, because I feel like I have dealt with so much on me this year.
And Matilda's what, 14 now?
Yeah. So I would like to wash less sheets. That would be my big thing for 2014. More sleep, more fun, less shouting. Just generally at my husband. More love, maybe a bit more sex. Maybe a little bit more
bold.
Sex. I know. Maybe go from seasonal to monthly. He loves it when I talk about sex on the podcast.
My scummy resolution is to be a bit more scummy.
Oh.
I know, right?
All right.
Flipping it, right? I should have a column in the Observer. Because I think sometimes because I work hard to kind of make the house nice and make sure the food's in and clean and do everything, and sometimes I think I'm doing too much of that actually, and I'm missing out on Charlie and just mucking about with him and playing, and he's going to go to nursery next year and I'm going to miss him, and so my resolution is to just try and relax a little bit and go, do you know what, it doesn't matter if he has fish fingers two nights in a row, it doesn't matter if there's stickle bricks in my knicker drawer, let's just move on.
Do you think that's
scummy, or is that...
No. You're just saying you're going to concentrate on having more fun with your son rather than being anal.
Yes. Which, as Helen knows very well,
more anal.
I am quite anal.
Hello, CD. A little bit neat.
So that's right, exactly. To drill down even more, basically, as Steve just said, more anal. That's my New Year's resolution, anal.
I can second that.
Come on, Steve. No, so what's going to be do that?
I think he starts full-time nursery in September, so I'm going to count the days until that and somehow try and get my life
back. I want to look at my calendar!
Yeah, we could do an advent calendar.
Countdown to nursery.
I think I do such a good job, I'll just continue doing the same thing.
Maybe like watch more darts.
Yeah, that's it.
I see a little bit less of him, I think. I think it's more of an event, isn't it?
Yeah.
When can they just sit and read?
He's not like an elderly relative.
No, he's more annoying. When can they sit on their own in their room and read books?
About seven.
Seven?
My neighbour next door said...
I'll be dead by then.
No, my neighbour next door said, oh, you know, I came down and I had breakfast. And the kids were just reading upstairs, and her kid's seven. So that's what I'm... They're the good times. Seven.
A long way.
Yeah. There we are. Okay.
I think there's only one thing for it. I think we should move on to Scummy Mummy Confessions.
The last one for 2013.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
My goodness.
Should we start with a viewer? Let's... They can't see us. Should we start with the listener, Ellie?
Let's start with the listener.
Yeah, good.
So this Scummy Mummy confession is from the lovely Claire from LGBT Parents. She says, a couple of months ago, we were enjoying one of the many Pride festivals and chatting to people. A random elderly lady in a wheelchair was talking to us and cooing over our baby daughter. And so, to be polite, we asked if she wanted to hold her. A few minutes later, I smelt a poo. And when she handed our daughter back, the lady's beautiful skirt was covered in runny baby poo.
Oh, no!
Sorry, nice random lady.
Oh, Claire, we're with you. Oh, thank you for sharing. Oh, dear.
Oh, happy new year, Claire.
That happened to Hugo. He was a baby for a Baby Jesus shoot. Our friends were photographers and doing a calendar. And we handed Hugo to our friend who was wearing a lovely white shirt. And he just pooed in the front of it. After they had, like, selected my baby for a calendar. And anyway, there we are.
There's something shone out of his ass anyway.
Now, speaking of Baby Jesus and poo, my confession was I took my children to church on Christmas Eve. And it was all very lovely. And Matilda was singing away in a manger. And Hugo was just being an absolute shit. He was hitting kids. He was running amok. So I left Matilda at church with some friends and I took Hugo out of the church. And as he was leaving the church, he announced, I want to do a poo-poo in baby Jesus' toilet.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, my goodness. You know, you wouldn't be the grandson of an Anglican priest or anything like that. So, yeah, I just had to take him out in disgrace. I want to do a poo-poo in baby Jesus' toilet. So, yeah.
Is he West Indian? Yes.
No, my accents get better. So, yeah, that's my Scummy Mummy confession.
Steve, do you have a New Year's Scabby Dabby? Scabby Dabby?
Scabby Dabby Doo!
I think I might just not drink when I have to look after a child.
That's a good tip.
One of the very few Christmas parties I got invited to, obviously, I was feeling a bit worse for wear now. So I just put him next to me in the bed with an iPad. And 3.5 hours pass by while I just lie there. And he'd go, wake up, both eyes. Wake up, both eyes. Kind of peel off of this. Obviously, I sleep in a satin eye mask. So I'm peeling off. Wake up, Daddy. Wake up, Daddy. I'm hungry. It was a kind of Jeremy Carl, just picture of dereliction.
Oh, dear. We've all been there.
Didn't feel great about myself.
And was that the same day you were getting texts from me going, when are you coming to Winter Wonderland? We're already out Winter Wonderland. Come on.
That's relentless, yeah. A cheery message. How are you? Happy Christmas. It's December the 12th.
Oh, dear. So you were hungover.
Hungover with kids is... sometimes it's all right. But if you can't physically get out of bed, that's... You know.
No, I've done that. We've had... Yeah.
Why don't you just walk down the stairs on your own and cook yourself something?
Make yourself some scrambled eggs with fire. Nice. Oh, dear.
Here's the car keys.
So, I'm sure everyone has got a lot of Scummy Mummy confessions post-Christmas where you've been a bit hungover and maybe let them watch a little bit more telly. So do keep sending in the Scummy Mummy's confessions to us at Scummy Mummy's Podcast at Gmail or Scummy Mummy's on the Twitter or Scummy Mummy's Podcast on the Facebook as well.
That's right. I think that's it, really.
And very excitingly, we've done episode 11 now, but in episode 12, we're going to have a fabulous lady called Hannah who runs Kids Raves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which we can't wait. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, some of us can't wait, obviously.
It'll be glow sticks and fun times.
And no, it's going to be great. I think it's 2 to 4 hour party, people.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I think it's genius.
A real thing. What did they give them? Yeah. Smarties.
Yeah. No, we can't wait.
Half at first. No, they sound amazing. See how you feel. Yeah. The other half, if you think that was going to be
that's right. Sean Ryder turns up and reads a Gruffalo while Bez plays the maracas. It's going to be amazing. No, I'm really looking forward to that. So, yes. So, thank you so much to everyone who has listened to Scummy Mummies this year. We've had a fantastic time, and we hope you've enjoyed listening. And we hope to keep doing it and, you know, Happy New Year, I suppose.
That's it. Yeah, we love you. Thank you very much. Across the world, you're all scummy and you're all fabulous. Thank you. And Steve, any thoughts?
Or two all in the dance.
Happy New Year!
Merry New Year!
Yay! Bye, thank you.
Okay, ready?
Do you have to link arms? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, come on.
Old. Is it? How does the words go?
No, you do it like that, you fool.
Okay. One, two.
For the sake of old lang syne.
Do you know any of the words?
No,
it just
no.
Me?
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Shut up.
Good-o.
F*** off.
Right. F*** you.
That dance match is finished.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.